Hey, everybody, and welcome to The Bachelor Wrap-Up, covering episode 4. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I got to take a trip to Target today, which always brightens my spirits.
Oh, my goodness. So you're in the States.
I was so excited. Yeah, I was waiting until we were on air to tell you this because I know you all also love Target.
I do love Target.
So it was a really great time. Their $1 bins were just outrageously fantastic.
And you're greeted with all the Valentine's love stuff in there.
I had to restrain myself from buying a set of $3 stemless pink wine glasses. I'm a little mad I didn't get them, but I don't have a lot of room for that as I still live with my parents as an adult.
But you could use those with you and your parents. Okay, picture this. You have the three wine glasses. Then you Skype in. Chris Harrison randomly picks you guys and you have your party going on and you can raise your glasses and scream on Bachelor Live.
Yeah. My bachelor watch parties usually include like me and my brother. He wouldn't love that I was telling everyone this, but you know, I don't know how much screaming he would do except for like, no, like this, why am I watching this?
Yeah.
Although I personally had wine last night, when I was watching the show, cause I didn't have to work today, which is like a really exciting for me. So I had a little Riesling along with my bachelor and I thought it made a good pairing.
Almost as good as Manwich and The Bachelor.
Yeah, I as you may know, I didn't get that commercial being Canadian, but someone did like send like line of it to me and it was pretty absurd.
How does
Manwich and The Bachelor even like go together?
I don't know. They're jumping the shark over here, but when don't they? I think they're just embracing the absurdity now of everything, but
okay, they like trampolined over the shark like 6 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. I think we have an early hashtag. Well, there was some big news that came out, if we can call it. I think it's, you know, big news in the Bachelor world. Do you want to?
Yeah, I feel
tell
like
people
this was
this?
A really. This was a really big week for the Bachelor franchise. First of all, we had a wedding. Congrats to Jade and Tanner. They made it to their wedding day, which most people in this crazy universe can't say. They got married this past weekend after about 8 months of dating, but who am I to judge?
they're coming out of the Bachelor system, so you know, 6 weeks to
They gotta move fast, be like, okay, we gotta prove them wrong, we gotta get married, whatever. Mm-hmm. Anyways, great for them. I'm really, you know, happy for them. And don't worry, we're going to see this wedding. They're airing it on February 14th. In case you don't have plans for that day, you do now. You get to watch other people be in love, which I'm sure is exactly what you want on that day.
Yeah, it must be they're doing some sort of thing that they announced on Bachelor Live where it's 20 days of Bachelor. Or they're doing that on their Twitter account or something with... Because it's 20 seasons of Bachelor, and so they're showing a moment from each season or something. I don't know. They're just hyping up all this stuff. But yeah, so it's going to be a Valentine's date night event, I guess. All of Bachelor Nation.
My boyfriend is going to be thrilled that our Valentine's Day is going to include that.
He's off the hook.
He might be, actually. Nice. Sorry, babe. Got to do some work stuff.
So we'll have to do special podcast coverage of whatever this wedding special turns out to be,
wedding.
I think. Yeah. That'll be, yeah, good. Congrats to them. Do you think Ben?
You made it, God.
Now, do we know if Chris Harrison was the ordained minister or was it Ben and Becca?
No,
Ben and Becca.
Oh my God. Can you imagine? Chris was confirmed as the officiant. Other confirmed guests include Carly from Chris's season of The Bachelor and a breakup recipient of Kirk. Trista and Ryan were there. I didn't realize they were tight, but that's cool.
No, I think they're
maybe
just
Molly,
like the
just there.
The royalty of Bachelor, you know, the
right.
Bachelor franchise. They have to just show up. They're like the William and Kate.
Yeah, Ali Fedotowsky was there.
Okay.
There was other people there. We'll see them. We'll get zoom in shots of their face. So
Ben was there too, I think I read.
Was he?
I
mean, that
so.
Makes sense.
Yeah, they've got to keep promoting the season, but I don't think he could be there with his fiance, but because we don't know. But let's see. There was also some sort of some chatter, some fun clips that we got to see. I don't know if we describe them as fun, but as an,
well, what one of them was fun, the other was not.
Right. So the one of them was on SNL. We got a lot of people. I didn't get to watch it live, but I did hear.
I had to work very early Sunday morning, so I was in bed at like 10. So I watched it. I watched it yesterday. Actually, I had a the TV and DVR all on myself for the first time in weeks, and I sat down and I watched SNL. And I knew the sketch was already coming, but you know, I still really enjoyed it. So this was kind of similar to the sketch they had Blake on the Blake Shelton episode, which was Farm Hunk, and this was Bland Guy. And they just kind of go through a lot of the Bachelor tropes. And this one felt really dead on to the season. Mm-hmm. The character Cecily Strong was playing was a mix of Olivia and Lace. We had Sashir Zameda kind of in that Jubilee character. By that, I mean the only African-American. And, she, and that was pointed out in her line. What else was on the notes?
All my family is dead. And then he's like, okay, you can stay one more week. That was a good one. I mean, I think it wasn't as, I enjoyed the first one more just because it was like, oh, they're doing a Bachelor thing. But I guess until you didn't point it out, I didn't really put it together that, yeah, he was, you know, Blake Shelton was like Chris Soules because he was Farm Hunk. And then Bland Guy is just kind of perfect for Ben.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. And that, so that they were able to get it. Yeah, I just didn't think that they would do another Bachelor one, but it was a fun for us. Who else did
they
had AD Bryant with her toe that she's like, let me show you. Oh, so good.
Oh God, that was wonderful.
But I think it's one that people that Bachelor aren't watching Bachelor, then they won't get those references, but we appreciated it. And then another clip from a different reality show or not.
Yeah. So I was perusing Pinterest the other day, and I guess Us Weekly is like a sponsored Pinterest person now.
Oh, really?
And so I had a pin come up in my timeline that was like Sean and Catherine like act out their sex with puppets. And I was like, I texted this link to you just like immediately. I was like, what the hell? Yeah. And so we both watched it, and it was odd, but it wasn't as like awkward as you would think, because they're pretty like lighthearted and funny, like shockingly enough.
Yeah, they didn't actually really act it out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No, they weren't like actually putting the puppets on top of each other or anything.
Yeah, but especially since like Mama June from Here Comes Honey Boo Boo was there. Like, just something about that situation is just like really throws me off.
Because they
like
they,
those people shouldn't be in the same room.
Yeah, this is from Marriage Boot Camp, and so I saw the Tyson and Rachel season, which was also the Heidi and Spencer season. And I guess this is just a thing that these marriage boot camp leaders have people do, because they had everybody act out their sex life with puppets. And the ones that I saw last time were pretty graphic. So like they I was worried that we were going to see a little more with Sean and Catherine, but we did learn a little bit about their sex life, more than we wanted to know.
Yeah, I don't want to think about it anymore.
People can find it on their own. Anyway, what about our Vegas episode? Have you ever been to Vegas?
I had a layover there in May, and that counts to me.
Did you gamble?
I tried to, but then I was dumb and couldn't figure out the machine, so I went and got a Wendy's salad instead.
Yeah, I haven't been there since I was 12.
It was a great salad too.
Hmm, well, that's good. Yeah, so we're not the experts, but it is, I guess, the marriage capital of the world. So Chris Harrison comes in and dramatically says, "Ben's not here anymore," and they have to act like, "Oh, where'd he go? And
is he dead?
Yeah, what happened? Maybe he couldn't go back and see the." You know, he can't leave for a family tragedy, but he can go off to Vegas. So they start out and are greeted with this sign that says, what does it say? Like, ladies.
Welcome. Yeah. Well, oh my God. Welcome to Las Vegas. And it was like, this is the most romantic thing anyone has ever done. I'm like,
why?
This doesn't have your name on it.
No.
Ben did not do this.
Right.
It was the producers. Like, they were screaming like they're in.
Like, they all thought it was for them. It's like falling in love with a mass text, as I said on Twitter. Like, he didn't spell out anything, and it was just, I mean, it's part of the show. Everything they do, they say, oh, I can't believe Ben did this, and oh, I have this surprise for you. And so, you know, what can we expect? But, you know, it was a little bit.
Yeah, we set our expectations too high.
Yeah.
But like, I kind of like the Vegas move. We like when they travel. I think this is a fun place. And the dates were fairly tame for the location. Like,
agreed.
Olivia
tried to change that up, though, a little bit.
Yeah. So JoJo got the first one-on-one date. And they got picked up in a helicopter. And they broke a couple glasses or bottles of champagne, which is not okay. And then I don't know where this helicopter went. And then they made out in front of fireworks. And then they, like, had some coffee at, like, Ben's place. It's like, okay.
That's true. It's kind of... How is this different from, aside from the fireworks? I mean, it's pretty similar to when Chris Soules took the ladies to Dubuque, Iowa. They just went from one little location to the other.
Yeah, really.
There's no, you think there'd be, Vegas would be the place there'd be a concert or some kind of party or, I don't know, climbing the side of something.
Yeah, or just like anything. Like, you're in Vegas and like you hang out in a hotel room?
Right.
Go like swim in the fountain or go on that ride that shoots you out the side of the building. Like, go have dinner at the casino buffet. That sounds like a great date.
A buffet date would be great. Or just a gambling date. Just go in the casino.
Oh my God, a buffet and Buffett date. Ooh. So they go to a buffet at Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville. Mm-hmm. Each have a margaritas. And then Jimmy Buffett comes out for a private concert.
Perfect.
Buffett buffet.
There weren't even any hot tubs on here.
Yeah, they had to take a week away from it, I guess. And I'm sure like there's a shit ton of hot tubs in Las Vegas.
Oh man, there must have been one in their suite, you'd think.
Probably.
Probably. Yeah. And do they even look at anything in their helicopter, or just take it?
Would you have a bath in a bathtub in Las Vegas though?
Bring the Clorox.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there wasn't much that stood out to me on this JoJo date. I mean, they're a cute couple, but she's kind of talking about her ex. They do that talk. But I don't know. I didn't see a ton of chemistry.
I broke up with him 5 months ago.
After I'm ready for that.
Like, are you ready? I'm ready.
Yeah. Never been more ready. Yeah. Oh.
And, like, I like JoJo a lot. But I just, after seeing that date with Lauren B., like, I'm just not seeing the connections with the girls that I saw between those two. And like, again, during the group date, I saw that connection like immediately. Like, I think it just stands out so much compared to everyone else.
Yeah, they're talking about it a lot, and just sort of, she stood out on the group date. Agreed. Well, we'll get there, but we forgot to mention that they were kissing JoJo and Ben in front of the other women, where they have to look down and see them waiting for the
Looks like, I guess. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
They always do. And then the fireworks, all the women in the hotel suite got to see that as well. So,
like, I think Olivia took it the hardest out of anyone. She was like, it's hard. I'm in love with him and he's making out with other people. Like, yeah, let's
what
not
show
like,
are
pass,
you on?
Like,
there's one of these every season.
That she dropped the album already. Like, we're 3 weeks in. Like, let's cool our jets here.
She was all over the place this episode, because do you remember at the beginning she said that she is at, like, Ben is her peace, P-E-A-C-E, and that, like, zen with Ben, and then she was so excited
was
for
it
Vegas.
It's like peace sign. Like, I thought it was like a piece of cake. Or like a piece of pumpkin
piece
pie.
Piece of something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Zen. And she was just totally at peace. And then really excited for Vegas. And I think it all came down to her not getting one of the one-on-ones. Is that... Or maybe PMS. I don't know. Because what happened to Olivia? Yeah. I don't think we have more to say about JoJo's date, so we can go on to the group date, which was something that I don't think we've had before. Ventriloquist, Terry Fader. Really thrown together. I think they just wanted to use his theater. So
that's fair.
Because
there's like nothing more horrifying to me than a ventriloquist.
That's scary. And yeah, it didn't add anything when he was trying to like, I don't know, when Ben had the puppet at one point. I would have actually enjoyed it more, I think, if, I don't know, it was just so forced. Like, why not just have them? I don't know. I think I would have liked it more if they all had to have a puppet. I don't know why. Because it would have made sense, at least. Like that SNL sketch, been, you know, where they're like all standing in a line. And they all, like, one of, like, Olivia would have had the scary ventriloquist puppet. I don't know. But yeah, it was basically a talent show date. But they had
to
throw
in that
guy.
What do you think about the talents?
Well, they've glossed over a lot of them. Because they had to, we had to see Olivia. But let's talk about, so I don't even know what Kayla did. Do you?
No.
Okay.
I don't know what Kayla did. I don't know what Amber did.
True. Okay. And a couple of them, it just breezed past. So we do know that Jubilee played the cello, which I thought was good.
I mean, of course she plays the cello.
Yeah, she just does everything. And then the twins did their Irish dancing, which was good.
I loved it. Yeah. I thought, I'm always like into Irish dancing. Thing I thought was a little gauche that they were wearing like almost like lederhosen dresses.
Yeah, that's not Irish.
All like Irish dancing, and
yeah, they probably had to grab what they could find. And what was also weird is, so usually if they have a talent type date, then there's some sort of stakes that, okay, he picks a winner, you know, but there was nothing to this. Then oh, we had the chicken. That was one of the Lauren H.
Yeah, like how kindergarten teacher of her.
Totally, totally. And stealing Tierra's shtick there, just taking over the chicken enthusiast identity. Lauren B was juggling in a cute little outfit. So I think she could have done whatever and he would have been happy. What else?
Leah pogo sticked. Well, dressed as a clown. We don't know what Amanda did.
She hula hooped. I do remember that.
I'm sorry.
They showed just a 1 second flat clip, Haley. Also, Rachel did something with balloon animals, I think. And I don't know what. Somebody was like, it must have been Jennifer. Somebody was like throwing things.
Oh, yeah. Like Jennifer was like hitting tennis balls.
Yeah. That was weird. What would you have done?
Ooh, great question. I would have drank a bottle of wine and done yoga.
Ooh, at the same time?
No, I would have drank the bottle of wine first and then done yoga.
Nice. Well, maybe your talent on this podcast could be describing for those, paint the picture with words for those who did not see the episode, what Olivia did for her talent. She was really hyped up about it. It was her secret talent.
Yeah. Olivia was really confident going into this, and she wasn't telling any of the other girls what her talent was. She wanted them to be surprised. So a cake rolls out on stage and out pops Olivia in this like classic Vegas showgirls costume. And she does kind of like a little dance, but like it's really half-assed.
She's giggling and very nervous.
Yeah. And she kind of gives up halfway through almost. And then she gets off the stage and everyone was kind of like, ooh. And then Olivia gets really upset.
She goes out to hug Ben or to see Ben, but she just doesn't commit to it. And like she realized as she was doing it, I don't know, if you're gonna do that, you have to go out.
Yeah, it's almost, yeah, you have to commit. And I think if she would have committed, it would have been fine. But I think Olivia is just really concerned about her image with Ben and just in general, probably. And that's fair. But like, if you know, if that's an issue, like I don't think she was trying to be funny with it. Like I think she was trying to be like, I'm sexy funny.
Yeah.
And like either really played. So
right, yeah, she could have done a funny version too if it was just, I don't know, but why not just do, you're a newscaster. They showed a clip of her on
Bachelor
Live doing like a top 10 list, like this is why Olivia blah 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 is perfect for the for Ben, and you know, she could have done something like that in her newscastery voice and it would have been just fine.
Yeah. And so she was really embarrassed about, you know, what happened, and like I really don't think it was that bad, but you know, I'd probably be be devastated too if I showed that much of my kinkles to everyone.
Right.
So she has a little bit of a breakdown and
a panic attack.
Rachel, so whoever that is, went comfort her. And then we kind of gloss over that a little bit too, going right to the after party. One of the twins steals Ben away to have just like a chat. And then Lydia just comes up right after and is like, can we talk? And then they kind of have a really awkward conversation. And then, you know, they go away, blah, blah, blah. And then someone else goes to talk with Ben. And then Olivia interrupts that. And then the girls were pissed off.
It's just doesn't it just remind you of Lace? Like, it's just a repeat.
I miss Lace. Yeah. Miss Lace so much.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's becoming the one who didn't enjoy her first conversation or, you know, didn't think it went over well and tried to say, oh, that wasn't me. And then is stealing time away again. What would have been the correct move? Because obviously what she did was not the correct move. So let's say, okay, besides revising her talent or committing, let's say situation or as it is, how should she
react? Having a different personality.
Right. Just sort of saying, like, just accepting that he was like, I don't know. I don't think Ben made her feel better about it because he was just like, it wasn't bad. So, you know.
Yeah, you know. I think the part of what will never work with Ben and Olivia, besides the myriad of reasons, is like, I think Olivia cares way too much about things that they clearly matter to her, but they just don't matter at all to Ben.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like never. Yeah. And like this situation where Ben was like, oh, it didn't even like occur to me that like you weren't happy with that. And or, you know, like mm-hmm. that, you know, that I would think of you any differently. And it's, you know, Ben right. just doesn't think like that. And Olivia thinks exclusively like that. It seems
right.
like.
Right. Yeah. So what are her chances going forward, do you think?
This week she was totally a producer pick. They're yeah. just, you know, it's the last like 2 or 3 weeks before we're getting real, real down to it and serious with the girls. So we got to squeeze out that last bit of like producer pick drama before it's really all Ben's choice.
Exactly. Cause they weren't thinking Lace would be self-evicting. So now it's like, okay, we're down to Olivia. She's the only one causing all, well, I mean, they're the previous show that there might be some more.
Dupe drama.
Yeah, people stepping up to the plate. But yeah, so then they let's talk about Lauren B on the group date, because you mentioned how she really stood out. So they had a conversation about, it was just really kind of like, I don't know, pointing out, this was when they were talking about, you know, falling in love at first sight kind of thing. Or was that at the cocktail party?
I'm not sure, but like I remember they had a conversation about Lauren was almost like, why me? Like, shouldn't you forget me? Like, I'm just another girl. I'm not that special. Like, and he's like, no, like you are, like, I could never forget you, you know? And
he was trying to say like, well, what can I do to make, which was nice of him. Like, what can I do to make you like not worry?
Yeah, and he's done this. And you know, with Lauren, he's done this a few times. He did it with a picture, like week one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then they had their date, and like it's just their connection just feels so strong compared to everyone else. Like just like in a normal conversation, like it doesn't. I think like Ben is just so good at connecting with people. Mm-hmm. He makes every single person just feel like they're so special, and like I think that's great, but there's just something about his conversations with Lauren that just feels like a step above everyone else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's cute.
Yeah. And they're like cute and it would be cute and they would live a cute little life and whatever. It's not like super compelling, but that's fine. Like,
yeah.
You know, if this is like a serious situation for them, it doesn't always need to be super compelling for us, I guess.
Right.
And she ended up with the group date rose. So it must have gone pretty well.
Yeah. Except for Olivia.
Well, you can't have it all, I guess.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if he had any connection with anyone else on this date. Obviously, it didn't stand out to me. But the Sex Panther, Kayla. Remember that?
Oh my God, she like jumped his phone. We're like, whoa, Kayla, where did this come from?
Because she's another one that we saw a connection from, but maybe she's just kind of, I don't know. She's our biggest hope on our draft. So how are you feeling about Kayla?
I don't feel like she's number one material.
Yeah, she's kind of all over the place because, you know, where did this come from? And she's also one where it's like, I had that first date with him, but then doesn't really know where to go with it on a group date. Whereas Lauren B is really handling it well. So when she's saying, oh, like, why me? Or of course I have some doubts. It's a unique situation, but she's not pulling an Olivia, demanding his
attention.
Yeah,
she's not like losing her mind.
Right. Right. Or just saying like this person, or, you did this with this person. She's just sort of, you know, being honest, but not crazy. So that's always good. Let's see. Oh, then he had a little moment with Lauren H with Little Ben, the Little Ben puppet. Did you enjoy this?
Oh my God, she kissed the puppet.
Yeah, that puppet got some action. I hope the kindergarten students weren't watching.
Oh my God. I was like, and then she was like, what about me? And it's like, what? Like, did you just use a puppet to get like a kiss? Like, yeah. You're hot. You don't need to do that then.
Yeah, maybe he's kind of working on her, like she's the kindergarten teacher, so she's kind of like, okay, this will work with it's not leading to lasting love. And you know what? It's kind of like a Chris and Carly situation where it's like they're cute, but she's not.
This isn't going to work out.
Yeah. Let's see. Did we see any of? We didn't really see Amber on this date, did we? We don't know.
We didn't see Amber at all this episode until she went home.
Yeah.
As we all expected.
Yes. As we put you, we were thinking that she was the one saved by Lace last time. So it's just, you know, she didn't step up to the plate. She wasn't crazy enough to nab the producer pick. So maybe that's what her regrets were about. But the final one-on-one date goes to Becca. This was just a weird
date.
Because then they send this box. So you think she's going to get that princess dress, and it's a wedding dress. But then she didn't even wear that to...
Well, she wore it for this, like,
the little joke that... I think it was Allie that tweeted, Allie Lasher. Like, okay, they created a whole date just so they could say this one joke, which is Ben... going up. Okay, get ready for this, guys. So Ben comes up to Becca. Becca's in a wedding dress, and he gets down on one knee and says, Becca, will you marry other people with me? And she's all, what are you talking about? I'm not a polygamist. And then they're married, like he's ordained. And then she acts like she's super excited. But I think it was just like, she, you know, that doesn't sound like the most fun thing to do, but. And it wasn't the most compelling TV, in my opinion. What did you think, Haley?
It was just like awkward. Like all of the couples seemed awkward. They're like, who are these people? I do not care about these people. I liked Becca's dress, though. She looked cute.
She
looked
cute.
And then it was just like a really weird thing. And then it was just like, then they left. And then they went to the Neon Sign Graveyard in Vegas, which is like a place I really want to go. I've seen it in lists of like places like don't bother. But like,
so I guess it was on the Amazing Race, too.
Yeah, I remember on the Amazing Race. I feel like it's been on a bunch of things. Like if you watch Pawn Stars like my parents do, you've probably seen it before.
Okay.
So yeah, I just think it's like a pretty cool place, and I like Becca and Ben together, but it's just like you're not seeing it. Also, no. Very interesting that Ben like was like, oh, this was like a producer, like,
I know where you're
here,
going with this.
The topic of conversation, like, oh, you're a virgin. Is it okay? Like, you had to tell people you were a virgin. And I had to tell people I wasn't a virgin. It's like, we get it, Ben. Like, who cares where you put your D? Like, we don't care.
Yeah.
Like, you have something to prove.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like he looked directly into the camera and was like,
I had sex, guys.
Hey, yeah, guys, like, I've done it. I've done
don't
it
believe what Caitlin no, said.
No, like, believe me. I'm no, like it's like his friends like made fun of him.
Yeah. Yeah, they had to bring that up again. Yeah, it was a totally forced conversation.
Oh my God, I like don't care about Becca's virginity. I don't think Becca cares that much about her own virginity.
It's just the staff, the camera crew, Chris Harrison, they all care. And yeah, I'm surprised they didn't cast another virgin just so that they we could have that reveal again too. Like, I don't know. They were so like, I don't know. It was the biggest storyline last season. So at least
yeah.
we can get it, rid of it on this date. And then they'll just, I mean, not like that, but you know what I mean? Like they covered it. Not like what Jubilee was suggesting. What did you think of Jubilee's comments? Because I saw some people saying like she's on Twitter virgin shaming.
I don't think that was the case.
No. Okay. Jubilee was pretty subdued this episode.
She was, but I think it's just like, it's coming. It's okay. coming.
All right.
Freight train Jubilee is on her way to the station.
And I'm just so surprised with this date with Becca and Ben that I think what was weird to me, besides just that they were marrying people in Vegas, was that, I mean, at least with the wedding crashing, supposedly, quote unquote, I don't know. It just was like lively last season with Chris and Whitney and cute. And it was like a real wedding. And this one, it was like they didn't even seem like excited about it. I mean, they are getting married in Vegas. And I thought maybe why not just focus on one couple, make it get a little story out of them, like try to like sort of force the I don't know. Like, you know how they always have old people sitting next to, you know, on a date giving advice.
Yeah.
Like just there was no charm to this at all. It was just sort of an assembly line of, okay, kiss the bride. And they were Ben and Becca were both nervous. So
oh, and they also had a conversation about like Ben being like, okay, so like what's different this time around? And he she's like, I'm so much farther in my feelings now than I was then. And Ben's like saying what we're all thinking, like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like, this guy almost proposed to you.
He's saying like what anyone who watches The Bachelor would say, yet he is The Bachelor now. It's just it's weird because he's like, wait, but you were almost engaged. But yeah, he's willing to be engaged to somebody else. But it's almost I felt like he's like giving her a little bit more of a hard time because well, she's been on the show before, so like he's just not as into that, I don't think. The fact that
right.
she went through it before. I don't know. It's not like a Caitlin and Nick situation where it didn't seem like they had a huge connection beforehand, you know?
Yeah.
He was excited to see her, but it wasn't like, oh my gosh, what does this mean? Like,
oh, like, thank God Becca's here. We've been like Snapchatting each other.
Right. Right. Yeah. So, yeah, that was interesting. Then I guess the drinking game on this date would have been the word feel, because I think they just went back and forth. It's good to feel. Let yourself feel. I don't know. Because what was... I don't know. I don't know where I'm going
yeah,
with this.
Yeah, I was
but.
Just... No, they said it like a lot of times. Yeah. And it was just like, what are you saying? Like, I don't understand what your point is.
You've got to feel with me. Like, I don't know. I'm just that word.
Like, what do you want me to feel, Ben?
Right? Exactly.
You want me to feel little Ben?
I think so. Like Lauren H. did? Yeah. Lauren H. is the one that they go to for like... She's like the innocent kindergarten teacher, but they always get her to say things like, because wasn't she the one that's like, I don't have any ball handling skills. And then this time she's like, little Ben was way bigger than I expected.
Oh my word.
Ooh,
yeah. It was something.
Yeah.
And then moving past Becca's date, like all these dates are like,
pretty lame.
Anyways. So we kind of got teased last week with like a 2-on-1 date between Haley and Emily.
Mm-hmm.
But we weren't really getting it until Chris comes in and was like, Ben has requested a special date this week. Haley and Emily are from Vegas. So like they'd like to have a hometown date, kind of like a hometown date.
And this actually seemed like he requested it. I actually bought this, but maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like,
well, Ali Lasher has a question,
okay.
which we'll get to.
Yeah.
Here, I'll bring it. I'll ask it now.
Okay. This is pretty long question. So, yeah, let's discuss it at the time. We're discussing this episode.
Did I see
Bachelor Live where Ben did say, I mean, Chris asked him, why did you why did you think of this? So, I mean, I guess Chris, they play into this whole, like, Ben's coming up with this, all of this, but it did seem thrown together, at least. It wasn't like, here's a date card, 2-on-1 date. So,
yeah. So, yeah, well, it's, let me find, you know, it's like, you're finding it. Yeah. I think I forgot to put it in there. Okay. Here, I have it.
Okay.
So Allie asked, am I out of line for being disgusted with Ben over the treatment of the twins this week? Sure, producers have a lot to do with it, but to go on a 2-on-1 to their mom's house and dump one of them is gross. Are we really expected to believe he's going to have a relationship with the chosen twin after all of this? I was completely disgusted with him kissing the other sister in the limo ride home. This can't be only blamed solely on production. Too long, didn't read, / actual question. How much of this gross twin thing can be blamed on Ben? And I thought this was a very interesting question because it was very weird that, like, you know, he sat them on their mom's couch to break up with one of them.
It's like kind of like what you're saying about Olivia being concerned with image. It's like he's concerned about image, like, what's it going to look like if I kiss both of them? And I think he just wanted to get rid of one before they go on these, like, longer trips or something. Like, he can't move forward with both of them.
And I feel like the producers would be like, we need to have one twin leave before the other twin.
You think the producers would? See, I think they'd want them a little bit longer.
You think they'd want them both? Like, I feel like they'd, yeah, I well, feel I like the they'd producers want them longer, are but I think they'd want to split them up, yeah. Right?
Well, I'm trying to think if it was on Bachelor Live where they had, if it was like an extended clip of the twins saying, well, he keeps having us on group dates together. And like the twins were annoyed because they wanted to be split up so that he could actually get to know them. It's not just like the makeout part of it that's awkward. It's how does he sort of really differentiate them when they're always on group dates together? So I think it was just him being like, okay, we're in their hometown. I get that part of it where it's like, hey, if you're in somebody's hometown while you're traveling and you actually, if we're buying the conceit that he's trying to get to know his wife, why not take advantage of, you know, seeing where they're from? And
I guess, but it feels like a little, like, I agree with Allie in the fact that it feels like a little much to be like, let's go to your house and hang out with your mom. And then he had this conversation with her mom.
Right.
Yeah. He had this conversation with their mom being like, you know, I feel like one of my relationships with them is progressing farther than the other. And like, I don't even want to have that conversation with my mom. Never mind, like, the mom of the two girls I'm talking about that, like, I literally just met.
And he's asking the mom to say, like, how they're different. And, like, what's she supposed to say? Like, oh, well, you should go out with this one. I
like this one better than the other. Like, this isn't toddlers and Paris.
Right, right. She basically just said that one is the more extroverted one. One's quieter, but then cool when you get to know her, but she didn't, you know, like, yeah. But it's like he would have already kind of picked up on that. And so, yeah, I do agree with Allie, like the kiss, like that was gross. Like there was nothing romantic about, like, she was just crying and saying goodbye to her sister.
She's literally crying that her sister isn't a part of this. And like, that did seem like a little like, oh, I don't like this.
Yeah. Cause that would have been their first kiss.
Like, yeah, and it was really. And it seemed like in this little date thing, you can kind of tell that Emily and Ben were kind of progressing a little more than Haley and Ben. Mm-hmm. Like we saw Haley like knock down pictures of her exes that were up in our room. And
what's this doing here?
We saw Emily. Yeah, we saw Emily and Ben like laying on a bed together, like just kind of like hanging out. It didn't feel great.
Yeah. But there's the side of it where it's like, well, she's at home and can like see her dogs, but she could have got a nice flight home or something. I don't know.
I almost lost it when Haley was like trying to get her little wiener dog to like comfort her, and the dog was just like not interested.
That's cute.
My relationship with my cat, and like sometimes I want him to love me when I'm sad, and then like he's just like, nah, I'm busy. Like. Looking at the fireplace and it's like, oh, like I need you, like help me.
My dog will be like,
and like I like
sighing like,
you know, like yeah, I was literally on the verge of tears at that moment. It was just
the dog, like it was so cute.
Oh god, it was like I wanted to pet it so bad.
Yeah,
anything with dogs on The Bachelor like just kind of gets me.
Yeah. Or when they're on Big Brother. Remember that one when they brought in for Victoria?
And yes.
That was the cutest
thing. But anyway, to answer Allie's question, I think some of it can be like some of it's definitely on Ben.
Mm-hmm. He did
say not all producers.
He did say on Bachelor Live that he didn't intend. It wasn't intended to be like he where he'd get rid of one of them. But then when he was there, that's what it felt like. So, which to me, I would have picked up on the opposite that he, like that was his intent going in. So maybe it's a little better that he, you know, was just thinking like, hey, let's check out your hometown because we're here, you know, like doing his own thing. But
yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see. How much longer the solo twin? Were you sad that Haley was the one to be eliminated?
Yes.
It stung a little bit.
Yeah, it did.
Oh, she had her name up on the wall. Cute.
Maybe they'll be bad. Maybe, like I feel like I would like them IRL.
Yeah,
I feel like I would hang out with like all of these people IRL.
Really,
except Olivia yeah. I feel like she would stab me.
I think the twins will be on Bachelor in Paradise. What do you think?
Oh my God. 100%. That thought did not even come into my brain, but like, you're right. Like that's happening.
Yeah. They need to redo because Ashley, I and her sister, that was a letdown. So
yeah.
Then we're on to the rose ceremony, the cocktail party. What stood out to you here?
That Jen, whoever that is, grabbed Ben first.
Mm-hmm.
But she was like shortly interrupted by Olivia. I wish we were seeing more from Jen. Like, I feel like she's pretty dry.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she would probably be really funny if she got more screen time, but she's just not getting it. So Olivia interrupted to kind of rehash the conversation they already had, which I think Olivia is a fan of. She loves rehashing conversations.
Yeah.
But Ben's like, oh, I thought we had discussed this, and it was like we were past this. But like, no, like you want to hang out and talk about this more.
Yeah.
And like again, like I said earlier, it's like Ben's like, oh, like I didn't realize this was a thing because he just like doesn't care about those things.
Right. Yeah, I think it's one of those where it's she just keeps driving it further and pushing him further away in the process. Yes. Like just sort of
Yep.
Take him at his word. But of course I think we can all be guilty of that to different degrees at different times. Like she's but it's hard to sympathize with her at this point.
Yeah. Did any other girls have time with him?
Lauren B. Because I think I was getting confused with the group date and this date, but I think they had alone time in both. Cases.
Ooh, and no one got mad at her just because she had a rose?
Oh, maybe not then. Maybe I'm getting it all. No, I think they did. Anyway, it's blurring together because what happened was I watched the episode, but then because I'm dedicated to the podcast, I listened to it while I was at work, like as if it was a podcast. Like,
Oh my God, you are dedicated.
I don't even know, so I don't have the visual in my head of when they said something, really.
That makes sense.
But the reason I did that, I think I missed like a little bit when I had to take my dog out. But then I was going to recommend to people if they're interested in Bachelor Live, which, this week was, Michelle Collins was really funny. Allison Williams was as well. And it was a little more relaxed because they didn't have tons of guests. But the show really is not, there's nothing to watch, So that is a perfect one on abc.com or on the ABC app. Just like listen to the audio, except then when they cut to the Skype parties, you just hear people, blast out your eardrums because people screaming. So that's not great. Still this podcast is more a podcast, but it's just, I don't know. It's Chris Harrison. I don't need to see his face, but anyway, I'm trying to think what else. Yeah. I don't think anyone else. Oh, you know what? Jubilee. He talked to Jubilee because she was insecure and he was saying, there's a reason you're here.
Right.
Which if you watch the SNL sketch, we have different arguments about why she might be here. And he's like, you served our country. He's basically listing why, like, this is why I'm not getting rid of you yet. but a lot of, I don't know. It's just not as compelling. Whereas with Lauren and Ben, they're talking about like, wow, like we're already connecting. Like they're talking about the two of them. And then with other people, he's just talking about them. He's talking about like, oh, you have this going for you, and I really admire that.
I believe that Ben is interested in Jubilee.
Mm-hmm.
But she ain't a Lauren B.
No. Let's see. Then we get to build up of saving the best for last. Of when he chooses Olivia last.
Because he was message. Told to or anything.
Right.
So we say goodbye to Rachel and we say goodbye to Amber. We kind of expected Amber to go because of kind of what happened last week. Like, mm-hmm. None of us could see Ben like keeping her around after that. And Rachel, she said three words this entire season. So like, we're not surprised.
Yeah. Her episode was last episode, but where she got to carry injured. What's her name?
Exactly.
Or she was the injured one, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. See, was your brother disappointed to see Rachel go?
A little. I think he was kind of over her this week. His power rankings right now are Lace always.
Okay.
Jennifer and... Oh my God, who else? I can't remember. Maybe Leah?
Okay, so I was going to say, he still has Jennifer in the mix. I think your brother needs to go on Bachelor in Paradise, because that's sort of where he's running, you know? That's his speed. Those are all the women that he'll like.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Can you imagine?
Did he watch other seasons, or is it just like you roped him into it this time?
Well, he's back at home now, so he's...
you're in control of the TV.
Well, he's technically in control of the TV because it's in his room, but like he understands that this is my career path and that I need to watch it because I'm a journalist. So he watches it with me. I think he finds it like semi entertaining.
Nice. Is he listening right now?
It's possible.
Hashtag hi, Jeff.
Hashtag hi, Jeff. Yeah. G-E-O-F-F.
Okay.
He's a G-off.
G-off. So I've been trying to avoid discussing this, but the draft results.
Ugh. We're dying. That's all we need to say.
Seriously. Oh, well, because we had Amber on our team. We had Rachel on our team. We have the Emily, right? Or no? Yeah. I think.
No, we don't.
No, we don't. Okay. Oh, they had both the twins. Okay.
Yeah.
So they lost one twin. Not looking great. Our number one and number two picks are still in, but our number one pick was Olivia. And then we have Jennifer and
Leah. She's been a real great points getter.
Yeah, that's true. She's gotten us 14 points so far. Kayla's gotten us 16 points. So they're, our top two points getter, but we're behind 113 to 75.
But like a solid 30 point.
Yeah, even so, more than that.
Awkward.
Yeah.
Whatever. We're going to be sore losers.
We will. Oh, well. Let's bring up something happier. Let's do our iTunes comment of the week.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, let me pull it up on my phone. Give me a second. We're great podcasters.
Okay. Like I told you, I was eating Frosted Flakes before we podcasted. I'm just so tired today. I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
Maybe it's because I listened to the episode while I was at work.
Probably. Like it melted your brain.
Yeah. Normally I'm trying to listen to like self-improvement podcasts.
This comment is from Astjifda. Come on, guys. If we're going to read your comment, give us great names. Okay,
yeah, so but more important is the great comment, but yeah.
Yeah, because they were very nice to us and we like that when that happens. Mm-hmm. They said, if you have a love-hate relationship with the Bachelor franchise, this is the podcast for you. In fact, if you watch The Bachelor at all, you need this podcast. Amy and Haley are hilarious and fun. I look forward to listening every week. It is definitely one of my favorite podcasts. They also have... Also, both have great Twitter accounts, and Haley has a great blog. I love these ladies and rely on them for all things Bachelor. Thanks, Amy and Haley. Well, thank you, Azjif.
So nice.
Love that. you're very nice to us, and we appreciate it greatly. And thank you for pimping my blog, which is HayleyStrong.press.com. I haven't written about The Bachelor in a while just because, like, recapping the episodes with words is hard. And I feel like I have to put all my energy in this.
No, I don't blame you.
Like, recycle my jokes. But I write about other things, like snacks I'm eating and stuff. So, you know. And our Twitter accounts, which we live tweet every Monday. It's fun for us. And you guys have been so much fun live tweeting with us. And we appreciate it greatly.
My struggle is, like, I feel like my Twitter feed is so, like, it's like Olivia. It's like schizophrenic because, like, you're either, like, only talking about Bachelor, and that's super fun when the people are into it, but I feel like there's other people that are like, what is this? And then I'm just like gonna be muted because they don't want Bachelor tweets. But then it's like, there's other times I just want like a lame pun joke, you know, or something. And so it's like, what is our identity? But, you know,
yeah, people, it's like, have, you're, to accept, either, us. Maybe, yeah, I feel bad for people like who follow me, because you're either following me because you like TV, or you're following me because you like baseball, and like, hopefully you like both those things, but there's not a whole lot of intersection. So I'm sorry about that, but I'm gonna live my life the way I want to, and I want to tweet about The Bachelor, and that's just something you're gonna have to deal with. But like, the people listening to this podcast probably appreciate that, so like, thanks guys, you're the best.
Yeah, no, and like, thanks too. I don't know. I just happened to go on iTunes and saw this comment. Sunday was like, I don't know. I was just having like a gloomy Sunday. It was like, it wasn't really a lazy Sunday, but it was a gloomy Sunday evening. Case of the Sunday evenings. And it just totally brightened like my spirit. So it was like, you know, this is me being sincere, but you know, it was super nice. So thank you. Yeah. You know, which is rare to say that you read something on the internet and you're like, oh, I feel better now.
Yeah, really. But we appreciate it. Really.
Yeah. So if anyone would like to leave an iTunes comment, like Ajjv, and be entered into the drawing at the end of the season for a Bachelor prize pack, please do so. We like 5 stars the best, and constructive criticism and feedback on the quiz results. If you guys took the quiz, that was fun this week. We did Haley and Jordan's, and that was a fun episode live on the show. My result was making homemade gifts. I know I made the quiz, but I don't like make it to like get a certain result. But there's, I think, 7 different results out there. Some of the most popular were cray cray, like you got, or hotness. We saw some of sharing sob stories was another one. And I think Olivia, you know, she thought she had the secret physical touch language, but I think she kind of fits a bunch of these languages, because one of them was, can I steal you for a sec? And she was doing that this episode. So
if you haven't taken this quiz, we're going to put it in our show recap again, and we'll tweet it out again. So if you haven't got it, get to it. Tweet us your answers. Because Amy did such a good job on this quiz.
Thank you. And actually, there's a short link. If you just do tinyurl.com/batchlovelanguage, it should come up too. So, or you'll see it in the last week's episode. Yeah, we'll put it. We'll find it.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll get there.
Yeah.
Fun stuff. We'll get it to you.
Yeah. And let's do questions. Or do we do Sean Tweets game first? What do you want to do?
Let's do questions.
Questions. All right. We got some good ones. We already covered Allie's. This is from Peg Vernitsky Regent. She wants to know, I see no chemistry between Becca and Ben. The topic of her virginity has gotten old. Do you think we're going to see a soon-to-be final demise of Becca from the Family of Bachelor shows, or the grooming of her to be the next Bachelorette? Okay, so Haley, do we think, which way is Becca trending? Because we were really excited about her coming onto the show and thinking, you know, she was a fan favorite. But have you seen, we already talked about this kind of, that we didn't really see the spark this time, and they're driving the virgin thing into the ground. I agree with you, Peg. She is really funny, as we know from Twitter and so forth. She would be, but I don't know. I don't know that she would. They'd go that direction. I think it would feel a little played out for the Bachelor.
I don't think so either.
And the virginity thing would be weird for them. Like,
yeah, I like Becca. I want to hang out with her, but I don't want her carrying a show that's on for 2 hours a week.
Right.
Like, I just don't think she has, like, that dynamic of a personality. And, you know, it's fine. But, like, I just, you know, I'm even, like, kind of surprised 25, they brought her back.
Right. And I don't want 25 dudes talking about, like, claiming her
virginity.
Yeah. Like, ugh.
Oh, God. The people that she would attract. Want to puke more.
Yeah. I don't think she's, I think they still, I don't think, I agree. Like, it's not a lot, like, they're, they seem more like friends or just, like, they're both have a shared experience kind of thing. From being on shows, but I don't think it's a demise. Like, I think she could pop up in...
It's not like she's going the way of Amber, where, like, we all had kind of, like, a pretty, like, positive-ish impression of Amber. And, like, I think she left the show with us having, like, a negative-ish impression of her. So, like, I don't think Becca's going to go down that route. I just don't think she's going to... She's going to be the Bachelorette.
Right. And she on Snapchat, she hangs out a lot with that guy Robert from Bachelor in Paradise. So
there,
but they would be kind of cute together. So let's see. Well, speaking of Amber, Tia Townshone wants to know, Amber is unlucky in love for a third time. Is she the minority bachelorette for next season? She didn't find love with Chris. She couldn't connect in paradise. Ben said bye-bye. Now it's her time to pick. Join us next season for Amber finally gets her, her chance to stay on the full run of a show. Oh, Tia wrote the whole tagline for it.
We're just doing all the work for them.
I know.
I don't see it. Like I said, she didn't really leave the show with a great impression. Like, you know, her kind of calling out Jubilee was just, like, not a great look for her. And I don't think they would have that as the Bachelorette.
Right.
And it could be wrong. I've been wrong before. But I just don't totally see it. I think
I don't see people getting excited about that.
Third time was not the charm for Amber, so she's out.
Right. And usually who they'll pick is somebody that goes a much longer distance, especially for the women. They don't do a Juan Pablo where they pick somebody from fourth one out or whatever. I'm exaggerating, but another Amber question. This is from Tracy Glass. Piggybacking on the date Mary Kill from last week, here's a new one. She's being very PC. Date, marry, kill. Date, marry, kill. Amber from BIP. Mean Amber. The Amber we saw with Jubilee and Ben. And Amber crying on a pool chair. I mainly just wanted to get you guys talking at length about Amber crying on a pool chair. I'm so glad the podcast is back. Seriously, the highlight of my week. Thank you.
It kind of felt like, you know, the first episode of Unreal where they had, like, the mean girl crying on the pool chair. Like, it's like they're, like shoving it in real space. Like, here you go. Here's what you thought there was.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I'm going to marry BIP Amber because she seemed like fun.
Yeah, we all liked
but
her.
Who am I going to kill? I don't know. I guess crying Amber, because you don't want to, like, do it with crying Amber. I guess you'd want to do it with mean Amber.
Mean, yeah.
Because hopefully she wouldn't, like, say anything, like, negative about your body. She'd just kind of be like, whatever.
Yeah. Well, Charles West asking, it is rumored that Coach Ben Wade applied to The Bachelor before getting on Survivor. Would any past Bachelorette be a good match for Coach? I don't know if, like, a leading Bachelorette. So did he apply to be the Bachelor, or did he apply to be on The Bachelorette as a suitor, you know?
What he has said, and I believe nothing that comes out of that man's mouth, is that ABC contacted him to be The Bachelor.
Yeah. I think I remember this now. Yeah. The only way I could
see... Which is just like a garbage premise.
Yeah. Would be maybe that one season when there was two, and they were like the older season. It was like Byron and some other old guy. And then the women picked, but no, he'd be the, like, kooky, like, no. Tony the healer coming on. Like, he's not the lead.
Who's going to have him lead the show?
What would the tagline be?
I am a delusional asshole. Get me away.
And okay. So who we've seen on the show before?
I don't want to subject anyone to that man. I don't care I don't care if you're Claire. I don't care if you're one of Charles Manson's, like, many wives. I don't care. I'm not letting anyone be subjected to Coach. I'm sorry. No.
He's married.
He's a child. How? I don't know.
He podcasts from treadmills and, you know.
Yeah, he sucks.
And let's see, who do we have next? Marcy Giblets says, did he pick the twin that had framed pics of her boyfriend in a room? No wonder he's still single. So, and then a couple of people commented back on the thread. He did not. He picked the
other one.
Emily, the goalie. The good goalie. But it's funny because those pictures, like, Ben didn't even care. That would have been a whole storyline on some other hometown date, you know, like a scandal. But
yeah, since, like, I almost think it was like, oh, here's the reason Ben didn't pick her, like,
yeah,
jack off. I'm like, that wasn't it.
Yeah. Joseph Heilshorn says, given her edit and the preview for next week, what percent chance do you give Olivia surviving next week? Something tells me she's sticking around for a little while longer, if only for the drama. Also, given her profession of news anchor, are you surprised she is clearly going for the villain edit? I would have thought she would have tried to be nice but bland, kind of like the news anchors on The Amazing Race. So what's your percentage?
I think next week she's still there, but the week after is her swan song.
I agree. I think she's got two more weeks in her.
Yeah, and I don't think Olivia sees herself as the villain.
She needs a one-on-one date.
And you know what? She'll probably get a one-on-one and then, like, get sent home on the date.
I think so, too. So I don't think she'll get it next week. Like, they have to keep denying her the one-on-one because...
It's like whatchamacallit last season. Mm. Oh, God. Jillian.
Yeah. Like, leave it long enough because they need her on there and then... They need that disastrous date and the women cheering that she got eliminated or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like Kelsey when that happened. Oh,
fuck. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Will Holston is kind of the same thought as me. Shouldn't Becca and Ben have been officiating Tanner and Jade's wedding?
No. I don't think anyone should be subjected to that either.
Yeah. I would have thought, I don't know, like, Chris Harrison's like not Ben, great, but Ben, I don't know. He was so
nervous.
But Ben
and Tanner are buddies.
Yeah, it would be cute, but he just... this is what... The inside info when you listen to the...
Oh my God, it would be so weird because Ben and... Oh my God. Okay, what? Ben and Tanner both dated Caitlin. Yeah. And then Jade and Becca both dated Chris.
Oh, that would be awesome. God, oh my gosh. That's so funny.
Oh my God. Okay, now I'm sad we got robbed.
Totally robbed. Yeah, if Ben had been more dynamic, he could have stolen it. It would have been good because it's not like I'm a fan of Chris Harrison doing it, but when I was re-listening to the audio of the Bachelor episode, I noticed like Ben was doing stuff like, for the guy getting married, he's like, and do you promise to love and blah, blah, like gave him like this whole long string to repeat. And it was just like, all like, it was just a mess. Like, come on. He wasn't a pro. And then telling the other girl like to have, to hold, and giving her like two words at a time to repeat. So very inconsistent. I wasn't a fan. So the things you notice when you're bored at work, let's see. And I think, oh no, one more. Katie Kerr, did anyone else have deja vu from Chris Soule's season when they went to the neon signs graveyard? I feel like Vegas was a weird place for Ben to choose, and the wedding date was disastrous with Becca. She basically stood around while Ben sweated buckets marrying awkward couples. Ah, just like I was saying. How did you guys feel about the Vegas dates? Do you think they should have switched it up a bit? So I think we kind of agree.
I don't remember Chris Soule's with the neon graveyard.
Does she mean like ghost in the graveyard?
I don't know.
Because they didn't go to Vegas. Or was it, maybe she's thinking of The Amazing Race, because I didn't recognize the graveyard.
I'm not sure. I thought the dates were pretty boring for Vegas. They could have been mm-hmm. so much cooler. Like, they could have, like, done Grand Canyon, even.
Oh, yeah. Like, where he, yeah, they went with Megan, I think.
Oh, yeah, but they could have done it. Whatever.
Could have, yeah.
Yeah, it was a pretty boring date for Vegas.
They're off to Mexico next time.
Like real Mexico or fake Mexico?
Yeah. This one, I think, is another country. Do you think they'll go by where Bachelor in Paradise?
Do you think they're using the same resort?
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. What stood out to you from the previews?
Yeah, I was pretty deep in the wine at that point.
Okay.
So I'm not totally sure what happened in the previews.
Yeah, I think it's Jubilee, like you said, stepping up. And then did you get in Canada where like they showed Kayla and Ben playing this cookie game?
Yes, okay. I did see that.
Now, would you and your boyfriend ever play the cookie game?
Great question. Probably, actually. No, about it.
So it's like, what do? You put the Oreo on the...
You put it on your forehead back, and then you try forehead. And get it in your mouth. Okay. I feel like I've seen this on TV recently. Did it happen in Big Brother this summer?
I don't know. I don't remember it, but it's very possible. You're not a live feed watcher, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay, yeah, so... The cookie game. I thought she was referencing Mark Well for a minute there.
Like the, yeah, me too.
Oh, well. Oh, Mark Well. TBT.
Do you think he's going to come back to VIP this summer?
Oh, I would like to see him back. Okay, of the people that got eliminated? Sorry, not drunk, guys. Who's headed to Bachelor in Paradise? The twins. Well, yeah. I'm assuming that the other one won't go much further. And do you think any of these others? No, Rachel doesn't.
No, I could see like Jennifer going.
Did she get eliminated?
No, but I could just see her going.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I could see her too. Yeah, that'd be good.
She's probably getting eliminated soon, so.
Yeah, we have no faith in our team. We have Olivia, Kayla, Jennifer, and Leah left. Leah's still there, too. There are several on this talent date.
Yeah, that you're she's just apparently like, still there.
Yeah. Yeah. I do have some Sean tweets for you to challenge you. Let's see. And Sean actually had one like non-Sean tweet that was like sort of funny. So I have that as like a separate one. But he said, it's unfortunate the panic attack didn't happen before her performance. Hashtag The Bachelor. So I thought that was a good observation. Like, usually you would have a panic before, you know, stage fright.
Mm-hmm. But not Olivia.
Yeah. Oh, and then I have Randy's tweet of weighing in. Tonight was not complicated. Just another bloodbath. So Randy is loving it. Oh, man. All right.
He's not taking over, though. Sorry, Rand.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. The bad blood between him and Rob, there's just too much history there. So it's not taken away from us. Okay. Let me just get these in a good order here. Okay. Let's see here. Okay. Well, I'll give you four tweets, as always. One will be not from Sean. The rest will be from Sean. And you'll guess which one is not Sean, and it will be from somebody. You don't have to guess who, but it will be from another person from Bachelor Nation. So I didn't write any of these.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. First one. Puppets without noses freak me out. Hashtag The Bachelor. Next one.
Any puppets kind of freak me out.
Next one. Too much twins. Hashtag The Bachelor. Sometimes I'm embarrassed for Olivia's parents. Hashtag The Bachelor. And how much money did the show pay these people? Hashtag The Bachelor.
Ooh. Okay.
I think that was about weddings. All of the weddings.
Oh, okay.
Get married.
Oh, okay. Okay. Ooh. Then I'm going to go with that one then. Like, that just doesn't seem like I feel like Sean doesn't really go behind the curtains of The Bachelor because he wouldn't bite the hand that feeds him. So I'm gonna go with that one. Oh my god.
Yeah,
what was it?
The puppets without noses.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that was JP Rosenbaum. Yeah,
I should have known.
Yeah, no, Sean can get a little, he's edgy now. He's, you know,
true. Knocked his wife up. So now he's getting wild and crazy in his last few months as a not parent.
Yep. Yes. Oh, well, at least he continues to, I haven't seen if he blogged about his tweets yet, but continues to live tweet, and some of them seem programmed. Yeah, how do you think Olivia is feeling about, I haven't noticed if she's tweeting or reacting to, you know, responding to any of her edit or anything.
Yeah, her WTA appearance is going to be interesting.
Oh, that'll be good. Now, do you think she's somebody, I think we discussed it before, but would she come back on Bachelor in Paradise?
I just don't think she would.
Embrace the villain role?
I think, no, I don't think she is.
So you don't think she's trying for a villain?
No, I don't. Okay. I really, really don't.
Yeah, I think she sees her. I think this episode was really her grappling with, like, oh my gosh, I'm falling from grace. Like, she saw herself as a front runner and sort of.
Yeah, but not even like falling from grace, like as a TV show character, like falling from grace with Ben. Like,
yeah,
she's been exactly. sure since the first week. Like, I'm his wife. I'm just have to go through this to get there.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, okay, I'll go on a group date for a little. I'll put up with this for a little bit because it's the show, but, you know, and I'll let you guys talk to him. My boyfriend wants me to. Yeah. So it's sort of that like enticing thing to watch of like somebody falling from like their pedestal, you know, where it's like, oh, the villain is coming, like mm-hmm. getting what's coming to them, kind of like the other women, because I don't know. That's yeah. just sort of what they're painting her as now. But there, I did see the argument. I think one of our listeners had that question that seems like she know, like the argument that she knows what she's doing and is trying for that.
I just don't think she has that in her mind. Like, I feel like Courtney kind of had like a presence of mind that, you know, what she was saying was, you know, like interesting television. Mm-hmm. Or, like, I think Olivia is just so consumed with like, Ben is my husband. And like, you guys just happen to be along for the ride.
Yeah. Yeah. And she was just kind of combusting when she realized like, ooh, that didn't go over well. So let me overcorrect. And just, oh, yeah. That conversation didn't go well. And it really was a repeat of when Lace was, wait, let's try that again. Like that kiss didn't work out. But I mean, the show, this is what they try to create. They know that this situation creates all sorts of, you know, high pressure, and it's a competition, and you know, everyone responds to stress differently. And so, yeah. But I'm looking forward to next week's episode in Mexico and whatever happens there. And
oh my God, Jorge, do you think Jorge's going to be there?
That would be good. Jorge, the bartender. I hope he's at Jaden Tanner's wedding. Did they get married? Where did they get married? Oh
my God. I think they got married in LA.
Actually, I'm looking forward to this wedding because Tanner's funny, and I don't know, they're like kind of out of the limelight, so I don't know.
Yeah, it was like a live special.
Yeah, I'll have to cancel my Valentine's plans.
Me too.
All right, well, thank you for listening along with us this week, everyone, and follow me on Twitter. I'm at RHAP Recapper, and Haley, where are you?
I'm at 8strong_.
All right. See you next week. Bye.